So today's day 13 of quarantine. It's kind of passed really quickly, which seems maybe a weird thing to say, but I don't think I've struggled with the quarantine at all. I guess I had the right mindset and just looked at it as 13 days of R&R. The hardest part's not being able to go for a walk, get some fresh air, but really it hasn't been that bad. I guess having a nice view of the park, Hyde Park's one of the prettiest parks in Sydney, and having a nice view over Hyde Park has definitely helped. But really I haven't struggled with the emotional side of being contained to a small room. I guess I'm kind of generally a positive thinker and take the positives of things. So for me, it was more of, wow, I get to stay in a really fancy hotel for 2 weeks. And it's a rare experience. I don't have to pay for it. And I'm blessed that I can come back to Australia. So why not just take it all as a positive? Today I had my health check and I passed, and I therefore got a wristband. It's like a normal wristband you'd get if you went to a festival or something. And I got a confirmation completion of quarantine period official letter from the New South Wales State Emergency Operations Centre from the New South Wales Police Force. I guess it just proves that I've cleared everything, and then tomorrow on my way home, if we're asked why three adults are travelling together, we can show this as proof as to why, what we've been doing. I also got this cute certificate from the hotel to say that I've completed quarantine, which is just a bit of a joke, but it's kind of cute, and I think the hotel has done well to look after us all for so long. It's kind of a a funny job for them when you think about it. They have this routine. I mean, I worked at the McCure at Central for a few months many years ago, and I was in the kitchen and waitressing and stuff, but you know, that it's such a routine job, that, and hotels are such a routine as far as cleaning rooms and all that sort of thing, whereas nobody set foot in this room in 2 weeks, and there's dust, and there's, you know, the carpet just needs a good vacuum. My feet are getting filthy, and I mean, it's my dirt, my grime, but you know, for them it's a big deal. When I leave, I guess the turnover won't be the same day. Like, it's gonna be days, I assume. They have to not just give it a clean, they have to give it a really deep clean. I mean, I don't know, do they sanitize and spray it? And I don't know. Then again, I've been kind of given the clear, so therefore I'm allowed out in the community. So I guess I'm, as far as the hotel's concerned, I'm COVID-19 free, so maybe it just needs a normal clean over. But anyway, that's really not my issue, I guess. I don't have to think about it. So tomorrow I go home to my parents, my amazing parents, and I'll be living with them from now, which is kind of a bizarre concept. I wouldn't have thought that would happen, but I guess my life has turned in some funny directions, and this is where I've ended up. And I'm thinking of it as a positive. My parents have been just so amazing, and if I can be with them, maybe they need me in a few years when they get older. If I can be there for them, it would be my pleasure. I've come back without my husband because he passed away at the end of the year, so it's really weird to be here without him. And to leave everything in Japan behind. I'm going to go through my own kind of reverse culture shock, moving back to Australia as an Australian, but having so many things that are new and weird and bizarre. But having said that, I think I've realised being forced to put the TV on and watch local stuff, and Anzac Day was a big day for me here. I really got very warm and fuzzy, you know, realising that I'm moving back to Australia at the right time for me, but also Australia's in a good place. I think a lot of people have become very proud. You know, maybe when I grew up in the 80s and 90s, it was more like we were sort of, I don't know, living as Britain's little brother or sister or something, but I feel like Australia's really found its feet. It's kind of cool. But anyway, that's just my perception, and I haven't got out into the real world yet, so I'm literally in this little box. There's been so much love in the last 13 days. I've had so many care packages. One day I got 3 packages in one day. It's just amazing to think that, you know, cousins and aunts and friends from Japan and a friend in Sydney sent me a live plant. And it was a chrysanthemum, which is the national plant of Japan. It was, she didn't even realize that, but for me it was really touching. I got a box from my sister's friends in her little town, and she didn't know that they were sending it, but it had books and magazines and a funny coffee cup and a hat and a bottle of wine, and it was addressed from the CWA of that town. So it got through the security check here, if that actually exists. We were led to believe it does, but the wine got through because who would have thought that there would be nothing but knitting needles in the box, so anything but knitting needles. So it got through, and it was delicious. At first, I had the intention of writing this diary and reading books and calling all these people, and I'd have all this time, and I'd be bored. And I have written a few pages in a diary, and for me, that's rare. I don't write a diary usually, but I've written a couple of pages, and I do intend to finish it, although this talking it out is easier for me. That's why I'm doing it like this, so I'm not sure how much I'll actually write down, but that didn't happen, and none of those things happened because I know this sounds really stupid, but I ran out of time. I've done so many things, and once Angela sent me a ukulele, then I was busy with that, and I'm talking to my sister and my mom and dad every day, and my cousins and aunts and uncles and friends in from here and friends from Japan and friends in America, and I'm just busy absorbing all this love. It's lovely. I'm taking long baths, painting my nails, colouring my hair, dancing in the room. I've spent time sitting by the window and looking at others walk through Hyde Park and people waiting for the bus, driving their trucks and delivering my meals. I've had 2 Uber Eats. Yesterday and today I had Uber Eats. But I've been forced just to be still, just to sit here. And I leave in the morning. I'm really excited about it. I won't have a phone number, and I won't have Wi-Fi, and I'll have Wi-Fi at my parents' house, but it's not like here. But I think that's going to lead to some more quiet time for me to treasure, which is exactly what I need at the moment. And that's today's feelings.